All right, we are back, middle or toward the end of hour one. Let me just reset hour two. We've got Tiger Woods coming on, talking about women at Augusta. Hour
and his rivalry with Rory McIlroy.
Sure. We got hour three. We've got Gar Reines, the batting stance guy, going to talk tons of baseball stuff as we sort of enter the home stretch of the season. And Marky Mark Wahlberg in the house. Mackie Mac doing his thing.
Yep.
In the heezy. Right now, I want to get to a guy, a friend of ours. He's in Ann Arbor, professor, has a radio show, coaches youth hockey, keeps it under, makes sure the tempers don't get kept under wraps. And he's a great writer. He's written a great book, Three and Out, about Rich Rodriguez. And he's writing a book about college football right now. John U. Bacon, my man, how are you?
The brothers Sklar, how you doing?
We are on the precipice of college football, and we are very excited, as we assume you are as well. Is that the truth?
Your barometer is accurate. Excited is the answer, yes.
What is the feeling up in Ann Arbor right now?
Enthusiasm like I've not seen in probably about 5 years.
Really,
yeah. Just about a certain Appalachian State game, I suppose.
Well, tell me about that. That came out, and I was like, what?
An unnamed source, a player on Michigan, for those who don't know, said in an article that, or revealed that half the team, mostly linebackers, were still high at kickoff time because they thought that they could beat anyone, certainly Appalachian State.
Is this an excuse? What are people making of this on the ground there?
It raises more questions than answers, that's for sure. First of all, where'd you get that pot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The last 5 hours?
That's
I don't recall that stuff, at least from my college days.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. You know the five-hour lasting pot?
It lasts more than 4 hours. Consult your doctor, and well, you know the rest.
Yeah, that's exactly. Right. Sure. No, but I mean that seems a little bizarre. I mean, I can understand
unless it's in brownie form. I don't think it's lasting more than 2-3 hours.
But look, I mean, is that a notion? I mean, I guess it just sort of feeds more into the they didn't take them seriously, so they were out partying late the night before type of a
I mean, that could be a possibility.
Well, we probably got to back it up a bit before that. They're all possibilities, and when we got name sources and people on the record and so on, it's a more serious conversation. But right now, what do you have? You have a receiver, apparently, who was kicked off the team. Mm-hmm. He's still anonymous. Mm-hmm. Written by a guy named Ace Williams, which I think is probably a pseudonym, unless his mom is really cool and named him Ace.
Mm-hmm.
Could be Ace Frehley's mom, for example.
Could be. The second child could be named Deuce. You never know.
That raises more questions than answers.
That's right, exactly.
But there you go. I dropped Deuce today.
I dropped him off at preschool.
It raises more questions than answers. I mean, right now this article aspires to hearsay, but it's not quite reached that journalistic threshold.
Yeah.
So it's not quite there. But again, if the guy shows up with, you know, names and dates and all that, then we'll take him seriously. But until then, it's more juicy gossip than anything else.
I mean, all right, let's talk about going into this season, because you are writing a book about college football that should be out in the next year, am I right?
Oh, it's going to be. Their lawyers are very clear on this.
Okay. So, but you've had unprecedented access, as you did before with your other books, to Michigan, Ohio State, and Penn State, am I right, or Wisconsin and Penn State? What are the...
I've got access varies from place to place, but the schools I'm focusing on are Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, and Northwestern as sort of...
It's a shame that nothing happened at Penn State in the last year for you to write about.
Nothing I've heard about, but I've been hanging out with Mickey Rourke, so what do I know?
You don't have good access over there, apparently.
It's the tequila that did me in, unfortunately.
Well, had you chosen Penn State before sort of things really blew up, and now that you're in it, you're like, wow, this is a different story.
How do you not let the book be all about that?
That is the question that my editor and I are going over right now, because it is so easy for that to eclipse everything. This is, there's... You know, apples and oranges, and then there's this A-bomb to your right. And, I mean, Michigan got the stretch gate, you recall, 20 minutes over.
Mm-hmm.
The coach got fired not for that, but for going, 15 and 22.
Right, and then we got the golden pants thing,
tattoo gate.
Yeah.
Tattoo gate.
Ooh, that's a little worse. And they fired the coach for that. Then you got, the most evil person in the world, this side of Hitler. So...
It's kind of crazy that it really, I mean, we're at a point now where...
But to me, that story's been, unless you're doing a direct story about that, I think it's more interesting in the context of college football to talk about what happens when a college superpower, an institution, then is stripped of everything. How do they start over? Can they start over? Is it gone for good? Is Penn State...
You, sir, are a genius and just earned your place in the back of my next book. Thank you.
There you
One
go.
One of the two Sklar brothers.
That was Jason. That was
there
Jason.
There you go.
Jason reporting.
Exactly. The question is, what do you do now? Everyone knows what happened. By the time this book comes out, I'm sure everyone will be sick of the whole Sandusky saga.
Right.
But what is interesting is, okay, if you're a 20-year-old guy on that team, what happens next? What do you do? If you're the coach, Bill O'Brien, who, you know, 8 months ago was coaching a guy named Tom Brady, not a bad quarterback, why'd you walk into this mess, and how do you get out of this mess? You know, how do you handle this with fewer scholarships and all the other sanctions the NCAA was only too happy to pile on?
So. And how about the boosters, all those people who build their lives and those fans who build their lives around Penn State football? I know families who go and, you know, travel up there, have an apartment in the town for the weekends of games, and they build their social life around games. And winning was a big part of that. So it's a whole,
No question. It is a religion like few others. I mean, certainly Michigan and Ohio State have got their fervent followers, but it's a bit more intense at Penn State because it is in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only main, you know, primary state school in the state. You know, Michigan's got Michigan State and so on. No, these guys were way into it. And keep in mind, too, before Joe Pa got there, it was a cow college.
Yeah.
You know, 40,000 seats. You know, all the admissions were pretty much from the state of Pennsylvania. No real, you know, strong research side of things.
And he put it on the map in many ways. Now, question, does the sort of the focus on different programs now and sort of like the light is shine brighter everywhere, does that, now you, I know you've spent time or with Les Miles, you know a lot about people who know Les Miles. You know, does it make his decision to take someone like Matthew and kick him off the team, at least for the year, you know, do coaches have to crack down a little bit harder and say, like, nobody's bigger than the game now because of what happened?
I think that's undeniably true, and there might be some good in that. The Montana State people, I had some sex scandal going up there. I believe it was assault, maybe even rape.
Yeah.
And we're talking about legitimate rape here, by the way.
Yes, I know. Clear. Female body does not shut it down.
No, exactly. This is the real thing we're talking about.
Body is not the Washington Nationals.
Something like that, yes. And, of course, it's a serious topic, but
yeah.
They got rid of all those guys, the AD, the football coach, you name it.
And you got a clean
house.
I do
think that since Penn State, I think presidents are probably a lot tougher, a lot stronger, and less willing to let a lot of stuff go by. So,
well, I appreciate that. Hey, John, we gotta take a break here in a second. What's the name of the book again that will be coming out? Do you have a title for it yet?
It's going to be called Fourth and Long, One League, Four Teams, and the Future of College Football. And
I love
it. Listeners can follow me on Twitter and tell me where to eat and drink at Penn State, Ohio State, and Evanston. Where to eat and drink.
What's your Twitter handle?
John U. Bacon. How about that for
cover? At John U. Bacon. I love it, man. Hey, good luck in Ann Arbor. We'll see how Michigan does this year. Their first test is a big one. And we'll see you when we're back up there, all right?
Sounds great. The Bacon Balcony awaits your return.
Thank you, buddy.
Excellent.
All right, we come back. We'll finish up hour two and hour three.
Hour one.
Hour one, and in hour two, we've got Tiger Woods. So stay with us. This is Nick Lowe, the originator of this song.
He wrote this song.
What's so funny about Peace, Love, and Understanding? I don't understand it. Sklar Brothers, filling in for Jim Rowe on the Premier Radio Networks.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
All right, they are the Orwells. That was In My Bed. We're wrapping up hour one here. It's been a great hour thus far. Hour two, we're going to talk to Tiger, just getting off the course with Rory.
We're going to talk Kobe, driving 68 in 15 minutes.
At a Chinese charity game. And then later in the show, Toddler Fight Club. You want to stay with us. Send this thing strong and send it into hour two. I want to read a tweet or read a...
I have a tweet. Jimmy, at JCW Industries. The real question is, how Baroque were the pockets on Lochte's jeans? I bet they were really intricate.
I bet they really were. The more Baroque they are, if it's like the Sistine Chapel, you know the guy's cheesy. All right, stay with us.